of Canada's premiers in Saskatchewan today at TCU Place. They in Saskatoon, they've got a meeting with Prime Minister Mark Carney. Suit coats off, roll up your sleeves, come up with your list. What is on your list? What would you like to see focused on in terms of priority? And this is essentially where they're going with this discussion. The Prime Minister has asked each of the premiers in the country to come up with five suggestions for national infrastructure projects. And of course, we know that there's going to be a variety of different things that will be spoken about when it comes to these projects. Pipelines will be a big one. We've heard that fairly consistently in the province. Critical minerals will be a discussion as well. Don't forget, Premier Scott Moe sent a letter to Ottawa looking to reset the relationship. So this was fairly soon after the election, wanting to reset the relationship, saying there's a variety of things he would like to see. Number one on his list was begin negotiations immediately to have China remove tariffs on Canadian agri-food products. Now, the question that they're being asked today is to come up essentially with a list of projects, but that one might not fit. If they're looking for national infrastructure projects, that one may not fit. Bail reform, which was also on Premier Moe's list, may not fit. Things like the carbon tax, things like clean electricity regulations, the oil and gas emissions cap, those types of things probably will be on there. Restore the investment climate and streamline the federal approval process for major projects to proceed. That's really what is at the heart of a lot of what is being spoken about at the meeting today. They will be holding a bit of a news conference this afternoon to say, here's what we talked about. This is what next steps might look like. This is where, and I said this earlier today, the rubber hits the road. Does this become a situation of, okay, it looks as if we're going to see some change? Or do the wheels spin and it appears as if they may not get there? I just see on TV they are broadcasting live. The meeting is happening right now. Premier Scott Moe sitting right next to Prime Minister Carney doing some opening remarks. I'm guessing welcoming people to the meeting in Saskatoon. So what would it be for you if you're putting together a list of infrastructure projects that should be prioritized? What would be on your list? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone lines. I got James in Saskatoon to start the conversation. James, how are you today?
Fantastic. And yourself, Evan?
Pretty good. So what do you make of these meetings that are happening today? And do you have high hopes that something will come from them?
Well, I'm hopeful. I certainly am. And in fact, I liken it to, I'm of an age, I guess, that I still remember 1967, the Centennial Projects. Right.
Yep.
It was such a that there are plaques all across this great nation that we will see projects that were brought forward with the whole. And I think it's rather fitting that the first ministers are meeting at the TCU, which at one time used to be called Centennial Auditorium, right? Or right beside it. And basically, we're ushering into a new era of what will the future of Canada be?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think front and foremost of this is a renewed commitment towards nuclear energy and nuclear power, that we would usher forward the development of a new processing facility, and I think it should be here in Saskatchewan, that we take the lead role, seeing as we are the number one developer of the product, the rare product itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be my primary one, that we work on a pan-Canadian project to develop nuclear energy for all of our provinces.
I'm guessing that that's going to be one of the ones, because I know it's on Ontario's list as well, and certainly all provinces will be focusing on alternative sources of energy. So I'm guessing that one will be on the list, James.
Certainly, and I think that's a wise thing. I also personally, and you coming probably from the world of law enforcement, I think there's a necessity for Canada to find the renewed interest towards our military. And maybe not only military, but for us to have a new community service, or at least the capacity for us to take care of our people in times of need. And I think that would require, maybe it doesn't necessarily always need to be armed services, but there certainly needs to be the capacity to allow people to help to our Canadian Armed Forces to the capacity to give back to our communities. And I think that there's a necessity for us to really step up and contribute the monies that are necessary for this. I think there are certainly people that are willing to put themselves forward for this, but our previous government has lagged in that capacity. So I think that's one of the things. And then once again, we need to look and have a primary focus just at increasing GDP in Saskatchewan. It could be food production in Alberta. It could be energy production in British Columbia. It could be many, many different aspects. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think if we look all across this country, how can we unleash the power of our economics to get more GDP?
Appreciate your thoughts, James. As always, thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Take a break. Come back. Lots of texts coming in with everyone's list. I love it. What three things would you say should be focused on by the federal government going forward? You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome to Monday morning, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. I hope you had a good weekend. And I say that knowing that there were many people in this province that did not have a good weekend, that were dealing with the effects of those wildfires. We had Marlo Pritchard on first thing this morning from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency saying that, yeah, a couple more evacuation sites through the weekend. And while they're making progress in some fires, they're still pretty much at the same spot they were. I thought Marlo did a great job of helping us understand that there are some times, despite the fact they've got all these water bombers and helicopters, there are some times you might see them sitting on the ground for an hour because the way the wind shifts or whatever, it's not safe for them to be up over top of some of these fires. Visibility is very low. And of course, it could be very, very dangerous. So some really good perspective. And we appreciate Marlo joining us this morning for that. SaskPublicSafety.ca, of course, is the website you can go on to find out more details. So the other big topic, our newsroom. Very busy right now. Lots of different things going on, the fires being one of it. But we are following closely. In fact, we have our senior reporter, Lisa Schick, at the meeting that is happening right now in Saskatoon between Prime Minister Mark Carney and the premiers from across Canada, Scott Moe, and the rest of the premiers, hosting a meeting right here in Saskatchewan to talk about a variety of things, including national infrastructure projects. Mark Carney asked the premiers to all come with their own list in tow. What are five suggestions that each premier has for national projects? And they're hoping that they can streamline to a group that will make the final cut and be fast-tracked using legislation that Ottawa could introduce as early as this week. So, boy, I mean, that sounds great. We'll see when the rubber hits the road if we get there. We, by the way, have Premier Moe joining us tomorrow morning at 8:30 to talk a bit about, reflect on the meetings and what was discussed. What I've asked you this morning is if Mark Carney asked you for a list, and I'm not going to limit you to national infrastructure projects, what are your three priorities? What are your top three? You say, okay, Prime Minister, you want to make some good improvements. You want to show us that you care about the West. You want to show us that this Liberal government is different than the last Liberal government, whatever. What are the three things that would be on your list? Cindy says fiscal responsibility, transparency, accountability. That's what they should start with. So not even specific topics, just fiscal responsibility, transparency, and accountability. Gord from Humboldt says top three. Scrap any and all carbon tax, open up corridors for Canadian energy C2C, stop protecting the rights of criminals and put victims first. Again, that's kind of leaning into what we're talking about on the Roundtable of Justice today. We're going to talk a bit about bail reform. Myron in Rose Valley, make it mandatory for new immigrants to Canada to do a one-year hitch with the military. Rail, road, and pipeline to Churchill. Short and simple on that, texter. Colleen from Buena Vista says, my suggestion to Mark Carney, number one, repeal Bill C-69 and start building pipeline instead of just talking about it. Number two, stop immigration. We're still bringing in hundreds of thousands of immigrants and no place for them to live and no jobs in this country. Number three, reform the bail system to harsher punishment, no catch and release. Here's another one from Tim. Top three things, pipeline bill dropped, equalization payments fixed, election reform to have more representation from the West. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. I'm happy to hear from you. Don't forget, although the meeting started today between the premiers and the prime minister, there were premiers in Saskatchewan yesterday in anticipation of the meetings, and Premier Scott Moe, along with Premier Doug Ford, found some time to sit down and hammer out an agreement on reducing interprovincial trade barriers, something that has been talked about for a long time. But these leaders, at least Saskatchewan and Ontario, put pen to paper to make it happen.
There are many aspects to the MOU that we are signing today, but the most notable piece includes the cornerstone of this agreement and many others is mutual recognition or reciprocity. Mutual recognition of our goods, of our workers, and investment, while recognizing the importance of strengthening public safety and respecting the integrity and the role of Crown corporations or Crown utilities that we have in Saskatchewan. For example, a good that is acceptable for sale in Saskatchewan should be just as acceptable for sale in Ontario, and a service that is offered in our province should also be offered equally in their province, and vice versa, and a good that is acceptable for sale or a service in Ontario should also be available in Saskatchewan. A new focus on interprovincial labor mobility will help people move between work in our respective provinces and, I think, indirectly help people move across Canada, which is the goal. As part of this memorandum, we'll also begin to work on a bilateral framework for direct-to-consumer alcohol trade system. Saskatchewan and Ontario are leading in efforts to advance a framework for direct-to-consumer alcohol sales for willing jurisdictions across Canada. This is the progress on internal trade that our country needs to that our country needs in order to remain competitive, and in order for us to remain resilient in an ever-changing global trade environment. And the last number of months has certainly highlighted that. So I'm proud to be here today with my friend, the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, to sign this MOU and to improve Saskatchewan's partnership yet again. Another step in signing this partnership agreement with Ontario. A step that will, again, continue our effort in removing any and all trade barriers, not only with Ontario, about removing any and all trade barriers across the nation.
So that was a good piece of work that was done on Sunday, which is positive ahead of these meetings. I did see a text here from Sean in Weyburn noting that Doug Ford still using the Trump card. He's saying Trump wants to annihilate our economy. You're right, Sean. Premier Moe yesterday didn't even mention Donald Trump by name, but Doug Ford, he's laser focused. We've seen this happen a few times. Sean goes on to say, here's what I would like to see the Liberals do. Repeal the gun ban, the online harms bill, C-69, the emissions cap, and bring back mandatory minimum sentences for gun crimes. Oh, and while you're at it, put Vimy Ridge Memorial back on the Canadian passport. A little more than three, Sean, but that's okay. We'll let you squeak them in. 1-877-332-8255. I mentioned Premier Moe opened up this morning's meeting. It is being hosted in Saskatchewan, and he had some opening comments to get things going today.
We approach this conversation today and for the weeks and months and years ahead in building towards those goals of strengthening that economy so it is leading the G7, strengthening our opportunity and providing an opportunity for us as Canadians to become a global energy superpower. Canadians will be well served by the work that we collectively are doing here today. And so to my premiers, 13, myself and 12 others, that collectively do represent all Canadians, and to our prime minister and our federal ministers that are here, I welcome you. I thank you for bringing this meeting together here today, Prime Minister. I think it is truly an opportunity that lies at the feet of not only the federal government, but each of us as subnational leaders to unite this nation and to really seize the opportunity that I see before us as Canadians.
So that was a part of the opening comments from Premier Scott Moe. Here's part of the response from Prime Minister Mark Carney.
40 years ago was the last time there was a first minister meeting in the province of Saskatchewan. It was in Regina then. Prime Minister Mulroney had convened it. One of the conclusions of the meeting was that they should meet again. Always a little suspect. Here we are. The conclusion was the first minister should meet on an annual basis. Certainly more than exceeded that. And I think it's a testament that both for first ministers, but very importantly, supplemented, if not superseded, by the Council of the Federation and your leadership, Doug, bringing together the provinces to help build this country. Back in 1985, it was the run-up to what would then be the free trade agreement with the United States, and a long process of integration that brought great prosperity to both our nations, culminating in the best trade deal ever, as someone once called it. Some call it USMCA, we call it CUSMA. But that situation, as we all know, has changed. We're in the process of redefining our relationship with the United States. That's ongoing. Mr. LeBlanc and others leading those discussions, but working very much in partnership around this table in terms of our priorities and how we're defining it. But also taking matters very much into our own hands.
That's Prime Minister Mark Carney just moments ago in the meeting that's happening in Saskatoon. Hard to believe, 40 years since the last time the Prime Minister met with the premiers in Saskatchewan. 40 years ago it happened in Regina, 1985. Today happening in Saskatoon. But I think giving some, you know, good history, it was about free trade back then. Ironically, we're still talking about the importance of trade, maybe from a little bit of a different angle, but nonetheless, it's still about focusing on the economy and how each province can be prosperous along with the Canadian government and the country of Canada as well. So we have asked you your thoughts on what priorities you would give the Prime Minister. There's been a ton of texts. I love the fact people have put this much thought into it. Stephen from Langham, for example, slow down immigration by 80% for 15 years, balance the budget, and better free trade within Canada. What is it for you? Three things that you would have this government, the federal government, do immediately. What would your list be? 1-877-332-8255. We'll take another break. We'll come back and finish up with open lines here on 980 CJME and 650 CKO.
You were wrong. I was right. You said goodbye. I said goodnight. It's all been done.
Well, it's not all been done yet. I mean, the list is growing of things that people would like to see done by the federal government. What do we want to see prioritized? The premier's meeting in Saskatoon today with Prime Minister Mark Carney. Don't forget, we've got Premier Scott Moe joining us first thing tomorrow morning. So we'll be able to have a chat with the premier about what was discussed in there. And I think as importantly, I'm curious to know at the end of the day today, how are you feeling? You feel as if you got through? Does the federal government understand the priorities that Western Canada particularly is wanting to see focused on? Don't forget, I mean, Carney asked the premiers to come with five suggestions for national infrastructure projects. Lots of premiers saying, I got a list and it's probably going to be a little longer than five. I'm looking at this letter. So it's a five-page letter written by Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. I have to say there's a lot of overlap between what Premier Scott Moe put in his letter. His may be a little more succinct. It wasn't five pages. It was a couple pages, but he did have 10 points in there. But she talks about pipelines. In fact, she wants to accelerate oil, LNG, ammonia, and critical minerals faster. And Alberta would like to build out of the BC port of Prince Rupert. So they're actually pushing for a second pipeline that goes west, more than just the Trans-Canada pipeline. She wants, of course, to see scrap the oil and gas emissions. The No More Pipelines Law, Bill C-69, gone. The Liberal Clean Electricity Regulations, the carbon tax law. So, I mean, these are things that Premier Moe has on his list in his letter. Danielle Smith does as well. I'm asking you, what would your priorities be? 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people on the text line, things like anti-oil policies, Senate reform, equalization. Thank you, Brent in Saskatoon. Drop the ban on guns, drop the industrial carbon tax, drop Bill C-69. Thank you, Les. Dion saying, hey, let's not forget, we have First Nations people and community in this country that don't have fresh water. It's a basic need for sustaining life. So, Dion, thank you for adding that. Change the voting system, no carbon tax. Get more money to the local municipal government so they can get their constituents what they need, not what you think they need. lots of good texts coming in on the line. I think I got time for a couple more calls. I want to grab Herb is on the road. No, Herb's in Regina today. What have you got for me, Herb?
First and foremost, homelessness. There's no excuse why we should have people sleeping on the street. And programs thereof. The second thing, and remember too, that we are all one step away from being there.
Yes.
So, we need to make sure we shore that up. The second thing would be, obviously healthcare. We always need to do more there. The third thing, I think I forgot that.
I have a note you had said immigration.
Immigration, yes, thank you. We do need to slow that down, that's for sure.
Well, Herb, I appreciate you calling in and joining the conversation. Let's keep it rolling. Dawn is on the road today. If you were talking with Prime Minister Carney, Dawn, what would you say priority should be for his government?
Well, Evan, thanks for taking my call. I think this whole thing is sort of like an exercise in futility. What they need to do is they're just going to throw Western Canadians some bones to keep us quiet for maybe one or two or three more years. The major problem is electoral reform and giving folks a voice equal across Canada. I mean, we have so many problems in this world, and the Liberals, you know, created a lot of them, right?
And so unless we have electoral reform, parliamentary reform, you're saying any of these things might be short-term gains, but you don't have faith it's a long-term fix.
Well, this isn't going to go anywhere, Evan. You know, I've got four kids, and you know, if I treated one kid differently than the other three, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, you have to treat four kids with equality, right? And that's how the provinces should be, in my view, right? And Ontario, Quebec, they're not going to want to give up anything, right? They're, you know, they've got all the power, and they're going to tell little Saskatchewan and Alberta and parts of BC, this is what's going on, and this is how we're going to do things. Mm-hmm. The elections are over, right? Before, you know, the Manitoba-Saskatchewan border, it's done, you know, so we don't have a voice.
So electoral reform, definitely something. I've seen it on the text line as well. At the end of the day today, will we see Quebec on side with a pipeline discussion, for example? I'm not asking you to hold your breath, but we will find out. Premier Moe will join us first thing tomorrow morning. We'll have more of this conversation over the next few days, but we're going to switch gears. Roundtable of Justice and Bail Reform is where we go next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.